In 2002, Google tried an experiment. No engineering managers. For a few weeks, it felt liberating. No approvals, no bottlenecks. Then the wheels started to wobble. Decisions stalled, conflicts lingered with no clear arbiter. Senior leaders were flooded with minutiae because no one knew who owned what. Within months, managers were reinstated with clearer roles and a lighter touch. The lesson landed. Hierarchy isn't the enemy. Poorly designed hierarchy.
You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success.
Hello and welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences, and today we conclude our hierarchy mini-series with Hierarchy Reimagined, Insights for Modern Leadership. We've traveled from our hunter-gatherer origins to complex states, from dominance to prestige, from scaling up to staying humane. Today, we fuse it all together into a practical playbook. And one quick reminder before we dive in. This fall, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching its online leadership academy. The first course is designed to help leaders like you to decode the psychological and biological and evolutionary traps that hold organizations back and what to do about it. Stay tuned. All right, let's dive in and put together what we've learned about hierarchy over the last episodes towards valuable lessons for modern leaders. Look, the first point is this: accept the inevitable, then design it. Humans spontaneously form hierarchies because they help large groups coordinate. They reduce communication and decision costs as group size grows. Cultural evolution shows that groups able to centralize direction when needed outcompeted more diffuse rivals, especially amid intergroup conflict. The point isn't to abolish hierarchy, it's to shape it. What are the design moves? Well, ensure clarity without clutter. Define who decides on what explicitly. Keep spans of control sane to avoid both micromanagement and leader overload. Define role transparency, publish decision rights. Avoid shadow hierarchies where influence hides off chart. And then create feedback loops. Build mechanisms that surface problems early. Regular retros, anonymous channels, so hierarchy doesn't blind you. Then, number two, lead mostly with prestige and reserve dominance for real emergencies. Across this series, two routes to power kept reappearing. Dominance, coercion, and prestige, freely conferred deference for valuable competence and generosity. Prestige leadership wins hearts and minds. It invites imitation, trust, and discretionary effort. It sustains legitimacy. Dominance can impose unity fast, but it corrodes trust and invites revolt if overused. What are your design moves? Well, default to prestige. Teach, share, and model. Don't just mandate. Make your expertise and fairness visible so deference is earned. Then calibrate context. In true crisis, time critical, high stakes, step briefly into decisive authority to cut coordination failure and then step back. And then signal intent. When you must be firm, pair the directive with the why and the tame box. Followers accept sharp authority more when they trust it serves the group and for a certain period of time. Lesson three, build equality into hierarchy. Our species evolved leveling norms, coalitions that checked would-be tyrants, ridicule, shunning, and historically severe sanctions kept domination in bounds. Models show it's adaptive for groups to suppress exploiters. People will accept rank if the system feels fair, permeable, and accountable. Your design moves? Institutionalize safe upward challenge. Skip levels, red teams, dissent briefings. Reward candor that improves decisions. Then merit pathways. Make progression criteria explicit. Rotate stretch leadership moments to keep status permeable. And then checks and balances. Separate decide, do, and audit where possible. Power concentrated without oversight is power primed for abuse. Lesson 4, organize for scale. Modularity, roles, and learning. Hierarchy is a scaffold for complexity. It enables specialization, modular teams, and nested coordination so large systems don't seize up. But the scaffold must stay adaptable. The design moves? Modular teams with clear interfaces. Define boundaries and handoffs. Let units solve locally and escalate sparingly. Build information highways. Pair vertical reporting with lateral forums. Communities of practice, incident reviews, so knowledge flows beyond the chain of command. And then institutionalize deliberate learning. Codify what works, playbooks, and retire what doesn't. Prestige grows when leaders teach the system how to improve, to transform. Lesson number 5, culture. Status that serves, not siphons. Prestige became possible because humans valued teachers and contributors. People pay deference to access knowledge. Make status a signal of service, not privilege. And your design moves? Make it clear, status equals stewardship. Tie leader rewards to team growth, succession readiness, and cross-team contributions, not just local metrics. And then ensure credit flows down. Publicly attribute wins to the front lines. Leaders take blame, teams take praise. And then 3, encourage rituals of humility. Normalize leaders admitting error. It preserves prestige and keeps dominance cravings in check. And all of that leaves us with a concise playbook. Put it on your wall. 1, name the hierarchy. If you don't define it, a shadow version will define you. 2, earn your stripes. Make your competence and fairness observable. Teach what you know. 3, separate speed from abuse. Use top-down authority only when delay is dangerous and make it temporary. 4, engineer voice. Bake dissent and early warning channels into the org chart. 5, keep status permeable. Clear criteria, visible ladders, rotating leadership reps. 6, scale smart. Modular teams, crisp interfaces, lateral knowledge networks. 7, measure trust. Track psychological safety, idea flow, and cross-team help, not just output. And 8, close the loop. After action, learn, share, and adapt the structure, because structure follows strategy. And if there's only one thing I want you to take away from this series, it's this. Don't fight hierarchy. Refine it. Lead mainly by prestige. Wield authority briefly and transparently when stakes demand it. And build fairness into the bones of your structure. All right, this was it for today. If this episode or this mini-series resonated, please subscribe, rate, and share it with anyone who is interested in leadership. And don't forget, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching a new online leadership academy this fall. It's packed with insights, tools, and frameworks to help you become a more self-aware, adaptive leader. Keep an eye out. Lastly, if you want more, you can order my book. It has the same title as this podcast, The Mammoth in the Room. It offers a practical roadmap for how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results. And it does it in 3 sections, on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until next time, lead wisely, think critically, and don't let ancient instincts hijack your modern leadership. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this is The Mammoth in the Room.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.